you like meat? If you answer no, then we have the place for you to chow down this afternoon.
UFO Tofu!
Yes.
UFO Tofu!
Is the place for you vegans to...
stuff your face!
We have tofu burgers, tofu ribs, tofu soup, tofu nachos, tofu sliders, tofu lasagna, tofu tacos, tofu spam sandwiches, tofu linguine in a delicate white wine clam sauce, tofu buffalo wings, tofu haggis, and tofu cheesecake for dessert. That's...
UFO Tofu!
In downtown Albuquerque, right across from the Crazed Weasel Donut Factory.
Jerry's the king of confrontation. He's a sensation. He puts a sin in syndication. It's totally worth it.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yay. This week, Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer. All right, we have a special guest here.
Yeah.
Jersey.
No.
No,
is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
I haven't heard about Jerry Springer in like...
I actually heard recently someone saying he might run for something again.
Oh, wow. Because he was like mayor of like Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard him floating his name for office again. I don't know. It's a joke, but yeah, he's still around.
Oh, wow.
So he's not coming.
Did
you mail the letter?
I mean, unless you...
I wrote the letter and I gave it to you. Did you not mail it?
Did it need stamps?
Ah, probably.
Oh, well. Where's Orson?
He's with Walter.
Okay.
You know, those two, they hang out a lot. Once they met here in the studio.
They got bunk beds.
They
do. Awesome.
It was a friendship made in heaven. We thought we had the same old guy, but it was two different people all together.
Old guys all look the same.
They do.
Me.
These two, they're very similar, those two. Anyways, yeah. Neither one of them is here.
Running with Scissors.
Yes.
1999. Based on the song One Week by Bare Naked Ladies from 1998.
Yeah, it was out there pretty quickly, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
This was a good one.
Wow. This is the second parody that he recorded for this album after Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Yes.
Just for information.
Okay.
You know, people like obsess over like the recording sessions of like the Beatles. And there's just not that kind of information about these things.
People don't obsess about Weird Al so much.
They do say stuff like, okay, well, these three recorded the here and this, but like,
not the same way.
Not in the same way. Like, there's not books dedicated to like what instrument settings were happening at what day for each of the songs. Yeah,
but there should be.
There should be.
He's a musical genius as well.
In some ways, we'll have a conversation about that. I think down the line somewhere. Like, in some ways, he's done more different music styles, I think, than the Beatles ever really did.
I think that's about true. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an interesting idea. Anyways, on to the song. Tress.
McNeil.
Comes back.
Is it McNelly? I never know. I've heard both. I think McNeil is how I always pronounce it. Tress McNeil.
Yeah. We were introduced to her in Ricky, which we talked about earlier. Yep. And she's also, I believe she's got a couple of lines in Pretty Fly for a White Guy. But we'll do more research on that song when that song comes up.
I don't think it was, but you may be right. I thought it was all, you know.
To me, it's amusing because that means that he's arguing with her in this song too.
Yeah.
He's always arguing with her.
He does.
In Ricky, he's arguing with her, and then in this song.
Yes.
Yep. All right. For clarification, the name of his friend. What's the name of his friend?
In this song?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
I thought it was Jay, and I thought it would be a reference to his band.
Yeah.
But it's Jake.
Jake. Yes. I just listened to the song like an hour ago, and I couldn't think of it.
So I'm just Jake. He's actually specifically said that. Jake. That's why I'm bringing that back.
Okay, not Jay. Yeah, well, me too. Because you wouldn't want him, referencing that.
Yeah,
that'd
be
on stage.
Really weird.
Yeah.
Although I could see him like looking at him like that. That's not above bar for this. I mean, like,
okay, sure, why not?
Yeah.
You mean, it's part of the song? You mean?
Yeah, not part of
interactions. No, okay.
Another interesting lyrical note is at one point when he says he puts the sin in syndication, there's a line underneath that, and it's brain cells gone. Like really subtle in the background.
Yes, okay.
There's just a little
something. You had to have headphones on to hear that.
That was another Ask Me Al question that came up. So
okay.
Got a couple other lines we'll talk about when we get to the lyrics because they kind of represent everything that I like about Weird Al. But we'll move on from there. Let's see. 1 week. What do you know about Bare Naked Ladies?
Not as much as you. I know you're a super fan of them.
I enjoy them a lot, actually.
Yeah.
There's something.
I like them too, but I'm not like, I don't study them.
No, I don't study them. I just have a lot of their albums. I've gone to as many Bare Naked Ladies concerts as I have Weird Al concerts.
I have not.
If that makes any sense. I don't know. I've always found them amusing.
Me too.
In the same way as like an early Blink 182 kind of amusing. Like Back when they were just like young kids and they were having fun, like their songs, I mean, they've got some serious stuff, but that's usually the stuff I don't like. Yeah. Like, I like the stuff where they're making stupid jokes. Like, I just made you say underwear.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, that's amusing. And so this is an interesting case because this song itself already kind of was amusing to begin with.
Right.
So to do a parody, like comedy cover of this.
Yeah. It was unusual, but
it's pretty interesting.
It
I think so.
I'm sure it's in your notes. It was supposed to be a video.
Yeah.
And Jerry Springer said after he heard it, it's a little harsh on my people.
Jerry said yes to originally, and then like actually listened to it. It was like no, and I don't think Jerry saw. And we'll get back to this, another lyric thing that I'm going to talk about. But I don't think Jerry saw the song as a whole. I think he just listened to bits of it and were like, that's a little too much kind of thing.
Yeah, it was too harsh on his fans.
Because realistically, the only thing it's the same sort of comment as he makes on like Couch Potato. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Like, or I can't watch this or that kind of thing. It's not about because he doesn't really insult the like guests.
Yeah, he does. He calls them cretins and freaks.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, he really does lay into the guests. Yeah, I think that was what Jerry Springer's issue was. Like, he was really too harsh on the people on his show. And Jerry was like, it's too much. And I have to have this level of, like, somewhat respect for people coming on my show. Because that was his kind of thing. Like, he was understanding to whatever freak was on the show. So that was what his problem was, as I understood it. He's like, yeah, you may have went too far. And I don't think we should make a video out of this.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what I heard.
And the video would have been really weird, I think.
And he pretty much already done it in UHF.
Well, and that's the thing is, does he do that? Or does he also sort of like Forrest Gump try to parody the show and the 1 week video, which
was odd. Yeah.
Was the weirdest, like it. Okay, the 1 week video is directed by Mix G. Okay, the guy who made the Charlie Angels movies and was like a video director that moved to like Hollywood, kind of.
Yeah.
And it's just nuts.
I vaguely remember that video.
It's this weird like production thing where they start off in this weird court and they have this like wind up girl who like dances on like a music box, and then they run away from that and then they jump into like what looks like the cars from Starsky and Hutch and Dukes of Hazzard, and they go chasing around like the block for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
And then they stop and sing the song in front of this tour van, a tour bus. And this like girl dressed as Evel Knievel kind of like jumps over the bus.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
it was an odd video. Yeah.
So and you're like, what? Like,
I don't think Weird Al would have had to tackle that. I don't know.
It's just so weird. I don't know what he would have done.
Like, I'm sure he would have stuck with the Jerry Springer show. There's enough there in the song visually that he would probably have just done it verbatim. What he's saying, he would have shown.
Yeah,
I would assume that was the plan.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to have a special segment where I looked up like the 10 weirdest things that happened on Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
But they're just so strange and half mean
that
like I abandoned it really quickly.
Yeah.
Like I didn't want to delve in that.
It was a circus, that show. Yeah.
And that does bring up something that you talked to me about for a moment. And I wanted to discuss in the show. How inappropriate is this song these days? Like some of the terminology and stuff, I think, I don't know. I'm sort of the opinion. It's like, I feel like he took the specific words directly from the Chiron on the television that Jerry Springer did. So it's almost more of a like documentation
perhaps
of certain things.
Okay.
As opposed to like being insulting, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. For the most part, I'm pretty sure everything he mentions in the song in some way or the other was on Jerry Springer.
Yeah. And now.
Yeah.
30 years later, things are very different.
Or I don't think it's 30.
From either. Jerry. I'm talking about the beginning of Jerry. I'm not.
Wasn't it been 30 years?
I don't know.
No.
I'm sure. No. Something like that. Okay, 20 years later.
20 something. Or,
20 years later.
I'll give it 25. All right. I don't know, but yeah, geez.
Well, it would have had to been on for a little bit. He wasn't going to do this based on the first.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
And so some of those things have changed, but some of those words, it doesn't feel like any of those words are super, super bad.
No, not really. But
and some of those are like technical terms and stuff. Like, and so, I mean, that, it's hard to discuss.
It's like, hard to pick a favorite lyric of this song. Is what
yes,
you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, it's without very being like really out of context and like, wow, that's your favorite? That's just kind of messed up, Charlie. Why are you saying that? Yeah, because the song's really messed up, and there's a lot of references in there. Like, this is not a song that I want to listen to with my kids because like, there's a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah. So it's an interesting song.
It is, but it is hysterical.
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's exactly what it needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also falls into one of those things where it's almost too easy.
I don't know. The subject matter of Jerry Springer. It's
just in the sense that like I've been listening to his stuff recently, and I like the stuff that's newer, especially this last album, because the stuff that he talks about is so weirdly niche that it like the grammar, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like to me that took a lot more work to make sense of than Jerry Springer. Like you say Jerry Springer, it just flows
this
out of you.
This is what you think of. Yeah, exactly. The song is basically, that's what that show was. It was, TV trash.
And so I think it's a good song. I mean, it's Weird Al. Anything he puts out, it's like the Beatles, right? Even their worst song is great, right?
Yeah.
Because he puts the time in and he does the work. Yeah. It's just this one, I don't know, there's this weird aftertaste of this song that I just don't know what it is.
But that's subject matter. That's what you're supposed to feel about a song about Jerry Springer show. That show was just the worst.
Okay.
But it was amusing. It was, you know, it was trash. Basically, it's just, empty calories for the brain, basically, is what that show was. Mm-hmm. You watch it and you felt superior to these people, and just, that's what he made his fortune on, and that's what the song's about to be. And it's perfect. Not like family friendly, but it's exactly what Jerry Springer's show was, and he nailed it. I think I have a story about the song if you want me to go into it.
Go ahead.
It's interesting. Not very family friendly, but no, not horrible at all. I used to go to a club around the area after work, and sometimes I get out a little earlier than not, so it was near where I worked. So I got out and I went to the club one night. It was very close to Virgin Records. And they were. This is the day that this album came out, Running Scissors.
Okay.
It came out at midnight. So I had time to kill. So I went to the club, and there's this girl there that I had been seeing around lately. And, you know, we were talking. Nothing.
Like club or bar?
No, it was a club. It was a dance club. Yeah. You go out, and it was, you know, a complex with dance clubs and shops.
Okay.
In the area. So I went there, and I had some time to kill. And I ran into this girl. And nothing was going to happen to this girl. I mean, I obviously was in the friend zone already. So it was nothing like that going down the road here. So she was telling me how, like, she had a fight with her roommate, and she had, you know, needed a place to crash, and she's like, she kind of asked me, can I crash at your place tonight? I don't want to go back. I can't. We're in a big fight, and I'm not going back there tonight. I'm like, yeah, but there's something I need to do first. If I wasn't already in the friend zone, this would cement it. Right. So went down at midnight, got the Weird Al CD, went back to my place with this girl. She got the bed. I went on the floor. You know, I'm a gentleman. So she was asleep in my bed. And I looked over, and she was sleeping. So I got my headphones out, my Walkman. I'm listening, laying on the floor, because I'm just shaking because it had been like an hour and a half, and I hadn't listened to it yet.
You always drove around with it.
This is the one time I didn't, because I didn't feel like I could do this with this girl, because like, you know, I didn't know her on that level, and I saw the look on her eyes when I bought the Weird Al CD. She's like, really? You came, really? You're waiting at midnight to buy this? Ugh, how uncool.
You just leave her at home and do it yourself.
I was nice. So anyways, I drove home like wanting to listen to it so badly. So this is the one CD I listened to on the floor with this girl laying in my bed sleeping. I'm on the floor. This song comes out. I am laughing so, I'm trying not to wake her up. So I'm like holding in laughter, burying my head in the pillow, laughing so hard at this song. And I will always think of that moment when this song comes on, trying not to wake up this chick in my bed. It's like, this song killed me when it first came on. I my head hurt. I was laughing so hard. You know, when you laugh, you try to keep it in your head. You try not to laugh.
Yeah.
It gave me a headache. I was crying in my pillow, laughing so hard. I was laughing harder because I was trying not to laugh. But this song will always make me think of that, and that memory came back to me when you say we're doing Jerry Springer today.
Yeah.
So there we go. That's my Jerry Springer
interesting
story.
Interesting.
The whole album, I was just laughing, but this
good,
song.
Good album.
Yes, this song. Oh, good gosh. Album. I loved this song at the time.
I like it. I also, like I said, I love the original song just for the wackiness that it is. So yes,
I think that did it, too, because I love the original song. I knew all the words, and I thought was yep. great.
More things about the original song. Number one for 1 week on Billboard 100.
Awesome.
Yeah, in America at least. In other places it did slightly better. Actually, in Canada, it wasn't as good as some of the other singles, but that's because they're a Canadian band.
Yeah.
A couple other things. They have a lyric in the, like, the sheet that's not actually in the song for some reason.
Wait,
it's like...
Ladies?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's... like Skywalker, I've got a hunch. Hey, that's my lunch. Yoda's a really, really old guy.
Huh.
Yeah, just random.
Interesting.
Was also doing some research. Apparently, they wrote the chorus and stuff for this song, and then they just sort of wanted this rap thing. So the singer went home, and the other, the singer told the guy, I think it was Ed who went, and he's like, okay, just rap something like we do in our concerts. And so he did it in like 3 minutes, and he came back and he's like, yep, good enough. And that's what the song is. Like, wow. Like there's not many changes. That's why the song itself is so random. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Huh.
So yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Lots of weird, crazy stuff. Another thing that I enjoyed, and this is a weird thing to get into, but there's another parody out song of this out there that I enjoy. It's College Humor did one that was about the song itself. And it was basically like, it's been 10 years since you heard the song. And it's all about how, like, it's a stupid song, but like it sticks in your head really, really badly. And like, I thought that was really well done. Like they did a fairly good job. Like, not Weird Al level of good thing, enough. But like it was, it's sort of like Smells Like Nirvana. You know what I mean? Like, it's self-referential to the song itself.
Or
Achy Breaky Song.
Yes.
Same sort of thing.
Okay.
And I just always really, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that. I was playfully, like, I enjoyed, I think, their playful attack of the song.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. So yeah, let's talk lyrics.
Okay.
Okay. One thing that I did want to bring up about the lyrics, I mentioned this earlier. Weird Al always does really good things with lyrics. Mm-hmm. You can see his songs. There are often times when something he says in a lyric potentially even rhymes with the like original lyric.
Right.
And some of the rhyme schemes are like, or the, not so much the rhyme scheme as like ABAB, but like the rhyme vowel or consonant or whatever he's the rhyme of the original song, he follows those things, so it sounds that much closer to the real song.
Yes.
Also, sometimes he uses the same words, so there's at least twice in this song that he specifically uses the same words that were in the other song.
Okay,
so originally the song was you have to sign a waiver.
Mm-hmm.
And so Weird Al says they have to sign a waiver
right.
at the exact same spot.
Nice.
They also originally say, take my shirt off. Uh-huh. And he says, rip their shirt off.
Yes.
And you're just like, yep. I don't know. There's
I appreciated those moments too.
Yes. Kismet-y, but not, I mean, like, but it's not kismet because it's all very, very structured.
Right.
But like, there's something.
I love when he does that.
A level that just goes above. I mean, not to mention the choruses start the same anyways.
Yes.
You know, he still uses 1 week, 5 days, 3 days,
yes.
yesterday. You know, he yep. does. I don't think he says 2 days, but
I think he does.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But like there's, and it's, and then the opening line, the opening, like, just almost sounds like,
yes,
like
yes, you're, Ben.
Yeah, yeah, like,
he nails
like,
it, yes.
Specifically, as if he was like, I want you to think you're listening to Bare Naked Ladies yes. for a fraction yes. of a second. For a fraction of a second, even though it's no, there's no music at that time, mm-hmm. I want you to think you accidentally put on the actual Bare Naked Ladies song.
Yes, I definitely hear that. He sounds so much like the original.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. When they do it in concert, they actually have a little bit of this opening music that plays before that line.
The Bare Naked Ladies do?
No.
Okay.
Weird Al does. Yeah, yeah. Weird Al has this. And he says and they also play it in a slightly slower tempo. He says a hair slower because it's a lot of words that he has to fit in. And he also wants to make sure he's on key. So they have this sort of intro to get him ready for the song.
Oh, okay.
Just one of those weird, like, live versus album things.
Yeah, I actually listened to a live version earlier and I noticed it was slower.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Well, it's hard. It's a hard song.
It is a tough song.
All right. So what's your favorite lyric?
I don't really know if it's so much of a lyric. My favorite part of the song, I mean, it's lyrics, but I like the discussion between Weird Al and Tress.
Okay.
The back and forth there as the Jerry Springer guests. I can't think of how it starts right now. Yeah, with the whole thing, I slept with your best friend Jake. Well, yeah, so did I. Well, yeah. I slept with your
I got a confession. Yes. I slept with your sister. Which one?
Yes, all of them. That's right. That's what. Thank you. I couldn't get on track of how I started. Well, I also slept with your best friend Jake. Yeah, well, me too. Well, I slept with your dog Woofy. Woofy, you bleep. Yeah, I love the bleep there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's.
Well, I love the fact that Weird Al was like, I want to use a cuss word, but I'm going to use it in the most proper way you could use it.
I was just going to get to that.
Okay.
The fact that she actually called a female dog a bitch, that was nothing wrong with that. And I was literally just about to say that's one of the things I really liked about it. And hearing Tress MacNeil say that, she's great. And yeah, like, that dog doesn't love you. I just love that whole interaction, that whole little bit of the song. It's perfect. It fits in with the original song.
Pretty sure the goat doesn't love her.
Did I say dog?
Yep.
Oh, that's
no. You're out. You're out of this podcast.
Okay, you said dog, and I was thinking dog. Yes, that goat doesn't love me. Why did I say dog?
We're gonna have to get a new co-host. So if you want a new co-host,
I can't believe I said that.
Email us at weareallyankovics@gmail.com.
You've never made a mistake.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I said dog twice, and I was totally thinking goat. Anyways, yes, that goat doesn't love you.
Okay.
Anywho,
mine also has a weird caveat on it. Mm-hmm. This is not necessarily my favorite lyric, but I think it's like a very important lyric to the entire song in Weird Al's defense. Well, or two lyrics. The very last two lines are something to the effect of, I've got too much class to watch Jerry Springer.
Yes.
And then a couple seconds later, he says, now pull my, like,
come over here
and pull my finger. Yes. Right. And that's the quintessential Weird Al turning it on its head, sort of, I've made fun of this thing for a little bit, but then the unreliable narrator that we talk about a lot with Weird Al songs, and it's also the halfway through the song, it flips to the other side. He waits the very last line, but the very last line is, oh, I'm too sophisticated to watch Jerry Springer, but I'll make a fart joke, which basically negates any kind of actual criticism for the entire song.
Yes.
Because it's coming from somebody who is just
self-satisfied
in a way that, like, but does all that stuff.
He does the whole song is basically like, you know, I'm too good for this, but I'm addicted to it. I can't stop watching it, but I know it's trash. Like, well, it goes perfectly. Well, I'm too good for this. Come over here, pull my finger. You're not too good for this. That's why the ratings are huge. No one's too good for this. We all think we're too good for it, but we're still watching it.
Yeah.
That's why he's on the air for 20 years or however long he was on.
So, it's not necessarily my favorite lyric, but it's definitely like the essence of the song. And I think a lot of people, and I think Jerry Springer himself, missed that. Like, I think that if maybe at the very end he heard that, he would be like, oh, okay, I understand what's going on here.
Maybe.
Not guaranteeing it, but maybe.
Ratings, yes. 1 out of 5.
5.
Wow, throwing chairs.
Okay.
the cleanest reference we can make on that song. I laughed so hard.
Goats?
There you go. 1 out of 5 goats. I like that. Or dogs, whichever one you don't love. 1 out of 5 goats. I laughed so hard when I heard this song. I listened to it again, and it's like, it doesn't hold up, I guess, because of the culture that we're in right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting
to being a little bit, I don't want to call it PC culture, because I think that in itself has a negative connotation to it. And I appreciate, like, I'm not angry that we're in a culture like this. We're just in a more
sensitive,
accepting, and this song is very much about not accepting that kind of stuff. And the show itself also really kind of, it is a weird combination of exploiting a lot of those things that now that people thought were weird in the past and are now sort of like accepted, but at the same time actually showing those things.
Yeah.
So it's this weird middle ground where they use it as a lot of a ploy to get people to come there, but then at the same time
they're not really shaming them for who they are.
No, not really. Like it's a weird.
Is it always accepting?
And it's, well, I don't know if I can go that far, but it's definitely like one of the first. I don't know. I'm not in the position where I'm allowed. I can even begin to argue something of this nature. But it is that the show itself was sort of like that. So it's kind of weird with the song itself to just follow that up. It's just it's a weird 90s phenomenon.
Yeah,
kind of thing. Yeah, yeah,
exactly. So I don't think I laugh at it as much now as I did then.
Okay.
I still think it's solid. I think it did what it's supposed to do. It was very funny. Oh God, this is a tough one. I'm gonna middle ground. I'm gonna give it a 3.
Okay. Ooh.
I struggle on that. I was thinking I was gonna go higher, but
I thought you were too. I was giving it a 3.5, and I was worried that you were like, oh, I can't believe you went that low.
I'm sticking with it just because it's just solid. Doesn't hold up as well as some of the other ones. And I think it's kind of like because of how we all are as a society right now.
Truck driving song. It feels very truck driving song to me.
Yeah. Kind of. Not real. This is way better, I think.
No. Much better than truck driving song. I enjoy it. I like the parody that it's a parody of. I think he does. Yeah. He successfully parodies a comedy to begin with, kind of, in a way. Mm-hmm. And that's tough. So I give it a 3.5 because it is very, very solid. It's just with our sensibilities today, right. It just doesn't, it seems a little awkward, but that's the subject matter that is covered, not necessarily his song
that's
or
why
his
I'm struggling with
it.
This. Like, should I go higher? I'm thinking because it's not one, like I said, I can listen to with my kids. So that takes something off a little bit for me.
No, you stay where you are.
Yeah,
stay
I am.
I'm
just saying that. I'm just telling you why. I thought it was hysterical at the time. I loved it. But, you know, I was a little older. That's where we are.
Okay.
I'll stick with that.
Cool. Well, you can get a hold of us. You can call the Weird Line, as you've heard people calling up.
Yes, I
love it. 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD. You can email us, like we said, at weareallyankovics@gmail.com or find us on Instagram, weareallyankovics.
Sure.
Yeah. Post lots of fun stuff up there.
Okay.
And the Facebook group. Make sure you join the Facebook group. It's a public group, so you can join and you can post stuff there. But we also like to try to talk about the songs after we do the podcast with fans and see what, you know, take the temperature of the rest of the group.
Sure.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back next episode.
Bye bye.
Bye.
I got way too much class to watch Jerry Springer. Come over here and pull on my finger.